The Chaser Report is recorded on Gadigal land.
Striving for mediocrity in a world of excellence, this is the Chaser Report.
Hello and welcome to the Chaser Report with Dom and Charles.
Charles, did you RSVP to that party we were both going to next week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to, but I feel like I might have something else on that night.
Yeah, I didn't either. Obviously, we're talking about Scott Morrison's farewell in the Shire, dinner that was going to happen.
Look, I wanted to make it. It's a huge clash. You know, Wednesdays, they're very...
Wednesdays, just so Wednesdays. Tuesdays as well. Thursdays, whichever day it was, I was busy that day.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, so this is the big party, and it was in the Shire, of course, and Paul Murray was going to be the MC.
It's not on anymore, is
it? No, it's had to be postponed. It's awful.
Why? It was too many RSVPs, was it?
Like,
they're worried about...
a lot of people, the opposite problem, not many people RSVP'd. They've postponed it. I think a lot of people were busy that Wednesday.
And so when have they postponed
it
too?
They haven't announced a date as yet.
Oh, so it's just like indefinitely postponed.
Mm. Postponed like, to the point where I don't know that it's actually going to happen.
It sounds a little bit like AUKUS.
It sounds a bit like doing something about the bushfires back in the day. He's probably going to be in Hawaii that night. Let's talk about why that is in just a moment.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
So, yes, this was going to happen. And I've just seen the Sydney Morning Herald reporting on this. It was to try and drum up support for the seat of Cook. And the two great explanations for what's going on. Do you want to hear what they are?
Yes, I do. Can I guess?
Yes. Yeah, take a guess. There's two things that they communicated to the Sydney Morning Herald. Things that the leaked email that went in the Herald revealed.
Oh, okay.
Two justifications.
Okay, so was it not in the... Was the actual location... Was it in the city or something like that? And it is actually quite a long way to travel. And so it's like, you know, it was too sort of inconvenient for people. Like, they... Like, it was something like that? Is that the reason why people couldn't come?
No, it's going to be in the Shire.
It was going to be in the Shire.
I presume
get a party of people together in his own party in the place where they all live.
No, I think it's the other way around. I suspect some people in the city were like, oh, look, I'll pop in at Scotty's Drinks, in the CBD, Sydney CBD, business types.
Yeah.
And then when they heard it was in the Shire, they're like...
In the Shire?
No.
Okay.
I imagine Paul Murray discovered it was in the Shire and it was probably a no. I mean, who could blame him?
Because he's an inner city latte sipping lefty, isn't he?
Paul Murray?
Yeah.
Oh, when we used to go on his show at Triple M, his politics were slightly different than they are now. But, you get a job at Sky News. I don't want to at all suggest that he's, changed his position over the years. It's just, it's been interesting watching his evolution.
It's an evolution.
Anyway, it's been an evolution devolution.
So it wasn't that.
No.
Give me one more guess.
Mm.
Is it that... Oh, I know what it'll be. They're too busy.
Yes.
Busy. Banning trans people or shitting on trans people or something. They're too busy running a culture war.
Catherine Deaves, I think, is the only person who said she was free. They're busy with, and I'm going to quote this, they're busy with winning big in the electorate of Cook.
But wait a minute, isn't that a foregone conclusion? Labor's not even running in that election.
No, like, they're not running in the seat of Cook. But Charles, it's important for morale. The Liberals have lost so many by-elections.
So they're worried about losing against nobody at this by-election. Like, literally no one of note is running against whoever's running.
Yeah. They had a whole comprehensive pre-selection process. And of the white men who made the final group, they ended up choosing the McKinsey's management consultant, I think.
Oh, so maybe actually they should be worried. Like, yeah.
A very likely person. So so they're going to win big in the electorate. They're just pushing it back for that reason. This is the president of the Cook Federal Electoral Conference, which I'm sure is a really fun group to be part of. So that's reason one. They're so busy just on winning the by-election, smashing it.
Yes.
I think Peter Dutton's worried.
You get sick of winning. Especially, I mean, that election that they had just recently in Dunkley.
In Dunkley, yes.
Where they won. I mean, not on number of votes.
Not numerically, but morally.
But morally, Dutton actually came out and declared it a moral victory. There's actually a headline.
Albanese's been running scared back to his caucus, back to his caucus with exactly the same number of members because they won the seat.
Yeah, yeah. It's sort of like running scared after that victory.
Yep. Yeah, the victory can be very traumatizing.
But it's Susan Lee's line of, it was green shoots of victory. So...
Good to hear that she likes green things, though. That's a new one. Yeah. Okay, so winning big is number one.
So winning big, yep.
The other justification. Imagine trying to complete the sentence. Let's do it this way. You will also be pleased to know that Scott welcomes the opportunity to postpone ...
Welcomes the opportunity to postpone doing anything ever. Because he's so fucking lazy.
They could have finished the sentence there. Scott recommends the opportunity to postpone.
Yes. So why does he welcome the opportunity? I don't understand. Why is that an opportunity?
Presumably because no one was coming.
Doesn't he have no... But he's got nothing on. He's quit. He's got like...
No, he hasn't quit. Charles, you're forgetting. He hasn't quit. He's so popular that he's embracing new opportunities. You will also be pleased to know that Scott welcomes the opportunity to postpone, given the requirements of his new private sector roles, forthcoming travel commitments, and launching his new book in May, none of which in any way impede him attending an event in March.
In March, especially as, let's be quite honest, he's not going to prep for any of those things.
No, you wouldn't.
He's just going to turn up to the book launch. Yeah. He might even flip through it
Who wrote the book for him is what I want to know.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
A Prime Minister's testimony, God would have written it for him. God would have done the work. Yeah, that's right. Okay, we've got a lot of traction out of the Scott Morrison farewell event so far. It's like there's one little shred of news from Scott Morrison and we just have to jump on it because he's such a fascinating human being.
Can I just ask, I am pretty sure there's laws around, you can't just jump from being Prime Minister and being in charge of the defence portfolio you can't just jump into running a defence
contractor. Oh, the lobbying laws. Can you? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
And I think that was brought in under Malcolm Turnbull, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, Malcolm Turnbull was always ruining people's fun, isn't he? It was Barnaby's bonk ban.
And then the corruption ban. I mean, Jesus Christ. But, there's a lockout period. Like, my understanding of... Oh, no. Oh, fuck. I've just remembered what the rule is. Yes. Oh, this is genius, actually, which is he is banned. Scott Morrison is completely banned from, especially as he was defence minister, health minister, treasurer,
finance minister. He's got the biggest ever potential to improperly influence people.
Yes, that's right. So that actually caused a problem for him because then suddenly there was a whole lot of roles that he had to sort of wait for a certain amount of gardening leave before he could then take up positions in. But the thing is, the
he didn't hold a spade.
No. But the thing is, the laws, as I understand it, are written so that it's Australian defence contractors, Australian health things. Like, you can't, contract to a company here for the thing. But, you can, an American submarine manufacturer... You can totally go and get a job over there because the laws don't extend to locking him up there. So
it's
I think that's why he had to go overseas.
Charles, I've got the law in front of me. Well, I've got the webpage about the law in front of me. So there's so many ways he can get out of it. Members of foreign trade delegations are exempt, point one. So if he's working for an American defence contractor, he's part of a foreign trade delegation. But also, if you're a lobbyist who makes representations to government on behalf of your employer, that's considered sufficiently transparent. So as long as you're directly working for the company rather than working as a lobbyist for a third party, so I can come in and say, hi, I'm Scotty from the defence company or whatever. And that's fine. That's not being a lobbyist. That's just being blatant. You're allowed to be blatant under the new laws.
What? That makes no sense. Surely, if you're in charge of handing out contracts to defence, you can't then just get a job with the companies that you've just handed the contracts out to, can you?
It says so. It says, this code does not apply to lobbyists who make representations to government or conduct lobbying activity on behalf of their employer, i.e. in-house lobbyists, as those representations are considered sufficiently transparent. So you can't be Charles Firth from Firth Associates working, having been paid for by a third party, and it's not clear who that is. But you can just work directly for, I don't know, Raytheon or Boeing or something.
Yeah. So if you want to work for Evil Corp.
Evil Corp, yeah. You just come. Yeah, you just. Because the log of your visit with the minister will say, oh, Charles from Evil Corp came in and met. Okay. So it's big loophole.
I'm glad Malcolm Turnbull made those laws. They sound really robust.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But also, I must say, I don't want to disparage a former prime minister who gave his all. He gave all that he had in the service of his country. Now, whether all he had was much at all is very much, I think there's a consensus emerging on that at this point. But how influential do you think Scott Morrison's going to be in a future conversation? Like, even with a coalition government, do you think anyone's going to go, oh, let's see what Scott Morrison has to say about this? He's got a good track record for being right about things.
Well, I think what you would do is, if you were an evil mastermind, what you would do is you'd try and get your opponent to hire Scott Morrison.
Oh, this is what, of course, that's what you do, Charles. You're so good at thinking like an evil mastermind, now you do Wankonomics.
Yeah, exactly. So what we should do is we should actually get Scott Morrison get employed by the shovel.
Right? Yes, exactly.
Go to government and say, oh, give a whole lot of special things to the shovel.
Yes.
And then what would happen is the government would go, well, let's definitely not do that.
Not on your life.
Or give all the special stuff to us because we're not the shovel.
Oh, my goodness, Charles. And he is so good at doing this, Scott Morrison, that he hasn't even started work, I think, as, you know, representative on behalf of the AUKUS companies and so on. And the deal is already clearly being indefinitely delayed.
Fucked. Yes.
Just the very thought. Just the very prospect of Scott Morrison being involved.
Suddenly everyone's hoses down.
Oh, this isn't going to happen.
Stop work.
That's absolutely brilliant. What we need him to do is work for fossil fuels and the nuclear power industry.
Yes. Oh, I love it.
TikTok. He could go and work for TikTok to make sure they don't get banned in Australia.
We should get him to be the lobbyist for the Property Investors Association.
Yep.
Whoever they
are. Oh, for negative gearing. You save negative gearing.
And then that would suddenly be everyone, even homeowners and property investors would suddenly go, you know what? I don't need negative gearing because Scott Morrison likes it.
Logging. He could go and work for logging.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Is
the Great Barrier Reef Association? Oh, no, wait a minute. Because the Great Barrier Reef Association, are they pro or anti-bleaching?
Which has the most money in it for the private sector?
Yeah, what we need is the one that wants bleaching, and he should work for that.
No, forget that. He just should work for Big Bleach. He's just employed by the bleaching, whoever they are.
Yes,
he worked
exactly.
For OMO or something.
I don't know why they go and dump all that bleach in the Great Barrier Reef. It seems to me like a fairly simple fit.
But you know,
just stop doing that.
It goes beyond that, Charles. Can I get a bit meta? Scott Morrison becoming a lobbyist, if that's what he's going to end up doing. I honestly think that's it for lobbyists. I think the entire profession of being a lobbyist is in serious trouble. If I was Christopher Pine or Alexander Downer or any of these people who do this, I would be saying, Scott Morrison, please don't join this industry.
Yeah. Do you think maybe that's what happened with his party? Do you think maybe parties are now...
Yeah, farewell parties.
It's over.
As a genre.
Yeah, as a genre.
As a genre. Finished. You know
what? Well, it's actually lucky he cancelled it because now we can still have farewell parties.
He should have a show on Sky News, shouldn't he? It's Paul Murray. He should co-host
We could
Paul
get
Murray
Sky News
live
shut
show.
Down. We could, the Sky News would immediately shut down. He should.
He's the freezer.
He should write for the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
He should become a lobbyist for Prince William.
Yes, he should.
Then
he should defend the monarchy. That's what
he should
do.
He should defend the monarchy. Oh,
he should find Kate Middleton and fix everything up. Prince Harry should call him to fix everything. The sky is the limit. I mean, and the great thing is, Charles, This is a situation where he could honestly have every job going. He could have 100 jobs at once.
1,000.
Because his mere reputation, this is the man who couldn't get hired by the private sector, but PwC, because they thought his reputation would harm their reputation. That's an extraordinary power that he has. Labor should get him to campaign in marginal seats for the coalition.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Chaser Report. More news, less often.
Is he going to campaign in the seat of Cook in the by-election?
Oh, I think he'll be strategically overseas at that time. I mean, Charles, you know I love Indian food. Every time I look at Scott Morrison's Instagram and his latest curry, it makes me never want to have it again. It's actually genuinely awkward given that my in-laws are Indian. He's actually ruined Indian food for me. Although,
mind you,
the one thing is they're vegetarian, so the raw chicken thing doesn't apply.
Yeah, the raw chicken is particularly...
one more point on this, Charles. Some more Scott Morrison news. He's given back his position as the number one ticket holder for the Cronulla Sharks. He's no longer their number one ticket holder. I suspect because the Sharks tapped you on the shoulder and said, mate, we've got no chance of winning.
Yeah. Fuck. Imagine having... What a humiliating conversation that must have been. Like, because, you know, do you think Qantas has written to him and said, no longer you're not allowed in the chairman's lounge?
Oh, they wouldn't have bothered writing to him. They just cancelled the card. That's probably already happened.
No, they write to you. My sister was in the chairman's lounge and then as soon as she got unelected... like 2 weeks later, she got a letter in the post saying, so she just lost her job. She lost her career. She had been a minister, everything. She had it all. She lost everything. And then 2 weeks later, Qantas sends a thing saying, oh, and by the way, you're no longer important enough for the chairman's stand.
And look at her now. I presume she's back in now that she's, what is she, AM?
An OAM, yeah.
Yeah. I presume she'll just get in the door. Now, look, I imagine Scott Morrison... even though most MPs are in the chairman's lounge, I'm pretty confident his membership got terminated the morning after he lost that election.
Which is the worst part of it. Like, you can lose, you know, your prime ministership and 5 ministries and things like that. But imagine not being able to get into the chairman's lounge. I mean,
never been.
Then you just... Never.
Did you go with your sister? I've never been in the chairman's lounge.
I've never... I have actually been in the chairman's lounge with none other than Sam Dastyari.
Wow. Wow. I don't know what to say about that, except that I'm astonished that the chairman's lounge actually still
It was
operates.
Empty. It was completely empty.
Well, that's because they'd heard. They'd heard he was coming in. ACO had done a sweep. There you go. Well, I think we've got a whole episode, Charles, out of the fact that no one came to Scott Morrison's party. I mean, at what point do we simply no longer pay attention?
Do you think Jenny and the kids RSVP'd?
I think it's one of many things. About which they're secretly relieved, Charles. You're going to go and work in America, Daddy. Okay. Yes. It's probably better to get a place there. Just to save on, it's so expensive getting short-term rentals.
Is there a risk that people feel sorry for him after this episode?
No, I think the only way we could get any emotion towards him, and he knows this, is by mentioning Jen and the girls. And the girls came to the farewell event, which makes me feel that they love their dad. And as someone with two daughters myself, Charles, I know that there's not much that can alienate a daughter's love for their dad, right? Because God knows if they could. Scott Morrison would have done it years ago.
A ukulele, or is it a banjo? What did he...
Oh, yeah. April Sun in Cuba.
I think I think that was the moment. And
they
decided not to RSVP.
And I guess the one thing we know from his time so far in public life, Charles, is that it's very hard to get rid of Scott Morrison.
Yes, but you know what I think actually... Can I just say, I think I've come up with a solution to the farewell party.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that there is a huge demand for a farewell party for Scott Morrison... that doesn't include Scott Morrison. I think that is the solution.
So what they need to reschedule the event for a couple of weeks' time when he's overseas. Don't
tell Paul Murray either, ideally. I reckon we could get quite a lot of people along to that that event.
Should we hold it?
We should hold a farewell event.
We should Scott hold Morrison. A farewell.
Let's do it. Let's definitely do it. That's a great idea.
All right. Okay. Look for an invitation coming soon. We'll invite everyone from the podcast, all the listeners, and we won't in any way let
have
Scott
a send
Morrison
off. The send off he deserves.
Mm, absolutely. Bring your own hose.
Our gear is from Rode. We're part of the Iconoclast Network. That's a great idea. We're going to do that.
See you at the party.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.